Welcome everybody. Today we are going to discuss training and career management in hospitality. What are the objectives which we are going to go through today? One is to understand the techniques of career planning. Understand succession planning, very, very important. Types and merits of orientation programs. And importance of counseling of staff at different levels. What are the objectives of training? What does training achieve? Training achieves a positive frame of mind. Positive attitudes come out from the staff. You're training them. You're imparting knowledge to them. You're investing in them. Always creates a positive environment. But it's very important. So that is one. B is the importance of using right training method for the group to be trained. Then evaluating the feedback. Very necessary for all training processes that the feedback is evaluated. So once you define the objectives, then you define the method of training. There are various types of methods of training. It's on-the-job training, in your classroom setting, demonstrations. Then once the training method this is over, you have to evaluate, did the training affect this particular employee? What was the reason why it didn't affect? You have to take feedback. How much information was departed? How much did the person retain? How much has the person grown? Very important. Then when you get to succession planning, is a very important tool. Everybody who joins an organization has to be shown a career path. Otherwise, the person will not stick into your organization. So it becomes very important to plan succession. It's a simple thing, especially when it comes into larger chains of hotels. Every level has a succession plan. So once the person reaches a particular level, you will need to upgrade the person into a different role, different responsibility. So that is a career plan which has to be devised by the HR department. And employee counseling orientation at every stage is very, very important in the hospitality industry. Evaluating the training process. What is your training process going to be? What are the importance and what are the benefits the organization and the employee are getting from the training? You cannot look at a training and look only at the organization. You also have to look at the employee. Unless you don't make the employee grow, the employee doesn't learn anything new, or doesn't perfect a particular skill, well, your training is useless. It won't have importance to the organization, it won't have importance to the person also. So you have to lay out what your clear objectives are. How you're going to train also, you have to be very, very clear. What is the method you're going to use, you have to be very, very clear. And like I said before, evaluating training is an important aspect. You train a person and the person has not grown, has not shown no improvement either attitude or in terms of skill set or in terms of whatever you're training the person to. Your entire training exercise is not required. Training for different positions in hospitality. You look at these two images, they're different positions, different departments whatsoever. One is front office, the other is F&B. So in F&B also there are different departments. One is the kitchen, one is the service. So you've got to train the person as per departmental requirement. What is the skill required for the person in his chosen path of career? If he's chosen the path to take the front office path, how will that person move from front office executive to a duty manager? To assistant front office manager, to front office manager, to accommodations manager, to general manager. And in F&B, how will you move from waiter to captain to restaurant manager? same way in kitchen. So different positions require different skill sets for them to do their job better and for them to acquire knowledge to move to a higher position. So training becomes an important tool, and it becomes the one of the most important motivational exercises an organization can do. One, it shows the employee that you are willing to invest in the employee. If a person is stuck at a job for an indefinite period, the person will get bored and leave. So it helps in retention of the employee also. So it's very important for people to assess skills at different levels and train accordingly. And it's an entire, training is a part of your career succession plan and career plan. It also becomes an integral part of your manpower or planning. Now, because you're not training employees, the employees keep leaving you. You keep having to hire people. Hiring is an extra cost. Then you have to ensure that those people you hire fit into the organization. It affects your output. Every time you hire a new person, it affects the dynamics of the team. The team is built out of people. So, training and your career management, training is a part of career management, a huge part of career management. And becomes an integral part of manpower planning. It helps a person, you have to look at not only your requirements of what you, number of manpower you have, where you have them, but you also have to look at function changing, activities changing, job descriptions is becoming more complex. More responsibility is being given to a particular person or a particular department. So that important whole thing becomes a very important aspect of succession plan. So you train the person so that the person can succeed. If the person succeeds, the organization succeeds. The person grows, the organization grows. That's how organizations function, hospitality especially. You have to be very careful in developing programs. And you have to have your objectives in mind. You can have team building programs. You could have skill set improvement programs. So room boy to become a supervisor, for example, you're not only teaching the room boy to make beds, but then you're teaching him to be observant, to do reports. So you are improving his skill sets so that he can become a supervisor. So training and development becomes an integral part, especially when you are an organization who wants to grow and make people grow with you. So succession planning is the key. And training and development is your process of that key. So you have to be very meticulous in the programs you create and in the personnel who you are going to train in those programs. See, like I said before also, I'll repeat it again. Training and development and career planning, which go hand in hand, also provide for a right environment for retention of an employee. It also provides you the feedback in terms of where employees can be mooted out, who are not fitting in properly, who are not willing to grow with the organization, who are not learning properly. Because you take a feedback after your training, you see how the training is improving the person. That will tell you a lot of things. It will also make the person who you are training multi-skilled, multi-talented. So you can better use that individual, that human resource. You'll get more productivity out of that person. And it'll lead for the person's satisfaction also, because you give more responsibility. It will create enthusiasm around your work. What does that do if there is an enthusiasm which is created? Where's the passion which is created about the work? It reduces employee turnover. Training will create ownership. The person owns his job, loves the company, because the company is doing things for him. It will reduce your employee turnover. It will make sure absenteeism doesn't happen. So there is no more, much more burden on the other employee in relieving him. You have to look at both ways, no? The employee should not say, I am doing double shifts 3 days a week because the other person is absent. So that is an integral part of your objectives for career planning. The person is not absent 3 days a week. And then you are bearing with him because you yet are not focused properly as a company. You have to be focused properly as a company. You don't even know whether that person is right or wrong. So all this develops, helps you keep the right person in the organization, retain the right person. And because of training and development, you are also providing a good environment for the person. A break from everyday, day-to-day tasks. A process of learning something new, something more, helps me as an employee to develop. If I develop as an employee, I am more satisfied. Because I am more satisfied as an employee, or I am happier because I am developing also myself, apart from doing my job, I am going to put in more effort. Because I see the company putting effort in me. So I'm going to be more productive as an employee. I'm not going to be bunking. I'm not going to be searching for another job because it's putting me in a rut. Right? My morale is going to be high. That is as an employee. What about an organization? As an organization, I have a lot more managerial reserves available at all levels. So if my front office manager falls sick for a period of 15 days, I as a general manager am not standing in front office myself. My duty manager fills his role because he's being trained, he's being motivated, so he's happy to do it. He takes up the responsibility. I have to supervise him. I have to be careful because he's doing it for the first time. But when he does a good job, he is even happier. You are also happier. You may promote him because of that. He's providing me a way for successions. Creating reserves for me. I am improving the morale of the duty manager. I am motivating the employee. Motivational things. Overall, what does that do? Helps me achieve my departmental goals, which helps me achieve the organizational goals, which allows me to exceed my organizational goals, develop my organization further. And it gives proper guidance and encouragement. So career planning becomes essential for all this aspect as a company. It's an essential prerequisite. A very effective tool of manpower management. It helps in organizational growth, optimizes productivity, creates more profits, creates enthusiasm, creates passion, creates involvement. The team grows, everybody grows. See, what happens in a hotel industry is, is the person is not motivated enough or not enthusiastic enough. That reflects in the way he converses with your customers. And it's a direct conversation. And if it reflects there, it is going to reflect in the productivity of the organization, in the profitability also. So it becomes a very happy situation. So career planning becomes a very, very happy situation. So, when a person joins a new job, You have to orient the person to the organization, the organizational culture, and the specific job which you hire the person. Hospitality organization normally do both. So when a person is joined a hotel, let's say a front office assistant is joined the hotel, an orientation program is made for all departments. What does that do? General property orientation. It helps the person navigate through all departments, understand what their different hiccups are, know the people in the other departments, create interdepartmental relationships. Know where, what is where, who he has to call for what reason. Then you orient the person to the specific job. This is your specific job, your area of responsibility. Like I said earlier, both methods are used in orientation. And when you do this orientation, it creates the first impression to the employee. The new employee, orientation will create a first impression. An interview is created the impression of the person who is interviewed. But is the organization a good organization? Does it take care of its people? That is where the employee's mind says, I like this place, you know, I want to work hard in this place and I want to stay here. I want to grow in this place. That is what orientation does. And employee counseling is a very important aspect of employee counseling. You know, a person in the hospitality industry, because it's people oriented and task oriented, does one task repeatedly every day. If the person constantly does one task repeatedly every day, he is unmotivated. And when he's in the hospitality industry, there are a lot of issues which run up because of people-to-people contact. Unhappy guests may spoil the mood, may create dissatisfaction. And there is always scope of improvement. So when you are doing counseling, you counsel the person for self-improvement. You create a desire in the person to improve, or the person has a desire to improve. So individual desire to improve. First you start with the initial counseling, the intermediate stage, where you counsel the person in the right direction. Counsel the person for the right attitudes. Then you counsel the person in the helping stage, where you're helping the person grow. Like a buddy system. Helping the person grow. And you keep assessing the need for counseling again and again and again. And counseling has not only to be done with lower level employees, it has to be done with upper level employees, middle level employees, every employee. The job's mundane. The processes are mundane. Counseling all the time encourages employees, creates motivational aspects. Counseling becomes a very, very important thing. What does counseling do for the organization? It improves relations, subordinate and superior. Improves communication, changes the personal motivational aspect. Motivated employee. Shows the person who's being counseled his strengths, his weaknesses, his potentials. Shows him how to garner his strengths, use his strengths for the organization to function even better. Shows him his weaknesses, allows him to learn more, to overcome his weaknesses. Everybody is not perfect in everything. Shows him his career path and how he can reach that goal. Counseling helps in all those aspects. Counseling is the first step. And constant counseling helps the person not divert from the goals, his own goals and the goals of the organization. Helps the organization use the person's potential. And makes the person develop his potential. So counseling becomes a very, very important aspect. And all this leads to training, which we've been discussing throughout, because training is the underlining factor in everything. Counseling leads to training. Career path leads to training, leads from training. So training being the underlining factor. The HR department has to focus on training a lot. Training leads to development. So what does the HR department need to do? It needs to analyze. What are the needs of the department, of the human beings working in those departments? Who are the people who you are going to train? What are their needs also? What is their growth paths? Which develops into needs for training. So you have to analyze the needs. You have to create an instructional design of what you are going to train, how you are going to train, where you are going to train, when you are going to train. Then you have to implement the training. You have to actually train. And then last but not the least, you actually have to evaluate number. Training is a cost to a company, to the hotel. I spend money training my housekeeping boys, who are room attendants, who are public area attendants, in cleaning a room. They become room boys. Now, I have trained them. But is the training working? Have they learned? Are they able to perform that job? Am I able to create a cross-functional employee? Is the person grown? Has he learned something? Or he just attended for the sake of attending? So evaluating becomes a very important aspect.